Begin tonight, the only chapter, verse 1, amen. And I'd like to say that we're sure glad to see this young lady in church tonight. Amen. Praise God. I thought maybe that was her when I saw you all come in, Brother Binger. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, sister. Amen. All right. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and love and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From here on, I'd like to read a verse and preach a while. If it's all right, read another and preach a while. Amen. Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Praise God. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. And walk in the ways of thy heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. I'd like to say to our young men and women tonight that God does not require you, neither does he expect you, to just sit around and do nothing. Amen. God don't require that. No, you have energy and you need to do something with it. Amen. Praise God. That's right. Amen. If I was young again and was able, I'd buy me the slickest little automobile there was. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And I'd drive it. Amen. I wouldn't break the speed limit. Because I might get to the judgment sooner than I wanted to. Amen. Amen. I'd wax it and shine it and polish it, but I wouldn't worship it. I'd worship God. If I wanted a motorcycle and my parents would permit it, I'd buy me one. Harley Davidson. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'd run it over the trails and over the highways. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But I'd remember whatever I do, God will bring me into judgment. Amen. Amen. If I was a young lady, amen, I believe I'd learn how to sew real good. I'd make me some of the finest clothes you ever seen. Amen. I'd wear them. Yeah. I wouldn't go around with a house coat on all day. Amen. I'd dress. Yeah. But I'd remember that whatever I do, young or old, God will bring me into judgment. Some folks says, you can't make clothes. Watch out. You don't know how good you could be at it. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been around some fancy folks in our day. And I remember one time a lady come to us and says, said to my daughter, her and her mother was dressed alike, and says, where did you get those outfits? I always buy my clothes at Streets. You can tell the difference, how it's sewed, if you're bought at Streets. Said, all of that other stuff, folks say they're good, but the collar's crooked, you know, and the tux ain't at the right place. Whatever. She looked them over, says, You know, some folks think they can make clothes, but says, ah, can't nobody make clothes like streets. Amen. Said, I'm sure y'all bought these at streets, didn't you? They're all laid a long time. Said, come on, tell me where you got these. Said, I made them. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be a slouch or a deadhead or a creep to live for God. All you've got to do is keep it in your back of your mind. You're going to have to give account for all of it. Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Crawford. Amen. Just walk in the ways of your heart. What your heart desires to do. Remember, you're going to the judgment. Alter it to where it'll fit the judgment and do it, brother. Amen. Amen. If I like to hunt, I'd buy me the best gun. If I like dogs, I'd try to talk my mother and let me build a dog pen. And but just remember, for all of this, God's going to bring you into judgment. Nobody's getting by it. Everybody must go. It won't be a bad place to go if you'll remember it all the time. Amen. Praise God. Monthly payments ain't so bad if you think about them all month. Don't wait till first of the month to go to thinking about it. Amen. Amen. I ain't planning on the judgment being a bad day. I know it'll be fearful. Amen. But say, listen, I've already talked with the prosecuting attorney.
Yes, sir.
And I've already talked with the judge. Amen. And I said, let's have a trial run of that and see how it's going to be. And judgment begun at the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going on before them to judgment. Some men, they follow after. Young man, young lady, keep all your sins in front of you. Amen. That's right. Send them right home. When you see you've done wrong, soon as you can. Soon as you see you've done wrong, confess it. Amen. Repent of it. God will forgive you right there. Now, I'll tell you what I say. I don't believe in that doctrine of the devil that you might as well do something bad as think it. Ain't gonna do that. That's wrong. Ain't right. Ain't near right. I'd rather for you to think about killing me all day than to kill me. Hadn't you? Hadn't you? Amen. I'd a lot rather for a fellow to come to me and say, look, I've been thinking about killing you, and I finally got saved, and God forgive me. I say, go, glory to God. Amen. But if he's killed me, well, praise God, he'll just have to tell my folks. Amen. Won't help me none. Amen. And many such like things. Let me tell you something, young folks. If you get something wrong half done, don't finish it. Stop where you can.
Stop.
That's right. Stop. Soon as you know it's wrong, stop right there. God will see you. Amen. God will see you stop. Amen. A lot of people believe God sees you do wrong, but they don't believe God sees you stop. He sees you when his fear comes over you and you say, hey, this is wrong. I mustn't do this. Amen. You throw it into reverse and go to backing out of it. Amen. Glory! Well, I'm telling you right. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 5:21. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. I want to tell you something. God's a-thinking about you. Every one of us. Amen. He's pondering our goings. Hear me? Oh, yes. And I'm not saying anything bad. I'm saying that the ways of man are before the face of the Lord, and the Lord ponders all of his goings. He done that yesterday and that the day before, and if he follows that pattern, he'll do this today or next time. Help me while I preach. And I dealt with his heart, and whatever his response, God's pondering your response. And if God's been a-dealing with you and you've been a-seeking Him, God's pondered what you're doing. Amen. And I'll guarantee you He'll deal with you sweeter than He did yesterday. Amen. Because He's a-pondered your goings. Amen. Oh, God, help me.
God,
help me. Amen. I don't understand it all. I don't know all about it. Amen. But God does.
He sure does.
And God ponders our goings. If you're hungry for reality, God knows it. And He's pondering that. And if you're hungry for reality, and if you're hungry for a deeper reality than's available anywhere around you, when God sees you that you're hungry for that, He'll ponder that and go to bringing it around to where you will meet the reality you've always wanted to meet. Amen. Help me preach. The Bible speaks about some people that if they had been mindful of the country they come out, they might have had opportunity to return. You being mindful of sin behind you will produce a temptation to take you back there. You hear me? And if you're hungry for God, that same hunger will produce a golden opportunity for you. Hallelujah! Even an opportunity that many prophets and righteous men desired to see, but it wasn't available in their day, but it's available today. I want to preach to you tonight for good that God's pondering your ways. Amen. Oh, I'm feeling like preaching. I feel the Holy Ghost upon me tonight. Amen. Sending the message out. Oh, young people, please listen. Give me your attention. I have something eternal to tell you. I have something that'll change your life for good. I have something that'll save you tears and heartaches and a broken life. Amen. And maybe an early grave. And that is just remember that for all of this, God will bring you into judgment. Amen. Judgment's not always bad. The God of heaven may have to, call court in session to produce you the opportunity you've been hungry for. God may have to call court in session plumb down in Virginia and summons an old preacher. Amen. And tell him, go to the highway of holiness and tell them young people up there, I saw them when they prayed. I saw them when they sang the song. I felt their heart flutter to God's word. Amen. I felt their response to the Spirit. And now I'm going to send them an opportunity. Amen. A golden door to walk through gates of splendor. Hallelujah. To salvation, to eternal life, to the great work of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My, I'm feeling good. Amen. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 24 again, and verse 12 I'd like to read, but in verse 11 spoke about if you saw somebody that was about to perish, and you looked the other way and didn't help them. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? I'd like to tell every one of you what you are in your heart. God ponders that more than what you say. Amen. Your heart desire, God ponders that. Amen. Oh, that's why your heart needs to be right with God. Amen. Amen. Doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? You know, I'd hate for the one that could do for me everything I needed done to not even consider my case. It's blessed to know He's considering it. Amen. He that keepeth thy soul, and could I tell you, He is the one that keeps your soul and body together. Amen. You may say, I'm young, but I'm young. No danger of me dying anyway soon. You might not have been here to hear Brother Collins' message tonight and to hear him sing that old song that I learned back in the early 30s when I was a little boy. That letter edged in black. Amen. Praise God. But I want to tell you, young folks go to meet the Lord too. Even babies and little folks. Amen. You don't have to be old to die. My peers that lived, praise God, in my day, that have lived in my day, by far and large, the most of them are already gone into a long eternity. Amen. Now, I want to tell you, young folks, it's the Lord that keeps your soul. It's not the devil. He would snatch your life out as quick as he could if God permitted it. Amen. What Caleb said, the Lord has kept me alive. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. He's keeping you alive. Whether you give him credit or not, he is. Amen. Doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? I'll tell you, there's no way of cheating your way to heaven. There's no way of slipping in. Amen. No, you just got to come in at the door. Do it. The quicker, the better. Do it. I would like for all you young people to do good. I would like for God to bless you and give you a mind that can't be equaled in school. Amen. I want to tell you, some things that you thought that the holiness preachers and your parents was holding you back from has proved that it's a blessing. Amen. It's been proved by the educational system that children that don't have a TV in their home, their minds are more hungry for learning. They make better grades. Amen. I love you, but I'm telling you the truth. They make better grades. You know why? You can sit in the front of that TV box and it'll do your thinking for you. It'll tell you what to think. It won't even let you develop your mind with your own thoughts. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I wish every one of you young people that hearing my voice tonight, God would bless you to walk with him. Amen. In such a way, till in your own realm, God would grant it that every young man here would be king in his own realm. And every young lady here would be queen over her own domain. Amen. You say it can't be. Oh, yes. Amen. Young man, you may not be king over anything but your home, your house, but you can be king there. You hear me? You can be king there. Glory be to God. I know. When once you get home, walk in your door. Amen. If you'll let God bless your life, he'll give you a wife that'll meet you at the door. Take your lunch bucket. Amen. Praise God and bless you and tell you how good it is to see you. Praise God. Come on. Amen. After a while, the Lord may bless your home with little folks, and they'll be there to get your lunch bucket, to get that cookie that mama put in extra so you could bring it back home. Amen. For that little child. And to them, there won't be nobody in the world like you. You're king in your home. Oh, thank God. If you'll serve the Lord, he'll make you king in your home. Hallelujah. Young lady, if you live for God, someday God will make you queen. Amen. At least in your home. Young man, God may even make you king. Praise God, of the class you're teaching in school. Amen. Or the job you work on. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory be to God. Amen. And when he makes you king, brother, and young lady, when he makes you queen, I want to read you some scripture that obligates you. From the book of Deuteronomy, age-old scripture, chapter 17, verse 18. And it says in verse 17 that when God brought the children of Israel to their promised land, that they were to set a king over them of their brethren, not a stranger, but of their brethren. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in the book out of that which is before the priests and the Levites. Hear me? He shall write him a copy, amen, of this law. Glory be to God. Amen. And in the 19th verse, it shall be with him. Friend, I want to tell you, your kingdom is going to shatter unless you have God's book close. Amen. Amen. Young lady. Amen. Your queendom will fall unless you have God's book closed. Help me while I preach. Amen. And I hope you won't think I'm trying to get too close. I want to just put it like it is. You need to copy you a copy. Praise God. Or you need to have it copied. I need to preach a while on copies. Do you know what a copy is? A copy just like that. Amen. Another one just like that. Hey, amen. And I love you, but I've got to say something here, and I hope that you won't be offended at me, because I've got to preach it, and I love you. Amen. Praise God. But I've got to say this, and I'm going to say it gentle, gentle, gentle. Meek, meek, meek. But I'm going to say it. I ain't going to use my wisdom and keep my mouth shut. I'm going to take all I've got and open my mouth and tell you the most of the Bible helps. The most of helps that's in Bible has not brought us back to that faith once delivered to the saints. Amen. Don't be quiet on me. You don't have to say amen unless you want to. But I tell you what, I'd advise you, young men, if you was preparing for the ministry, I'd get me as simple as Bible as I could, with as least a helps in it as I could. And I'd get me a Crudup's Concordance, and I'd get me a good dictionary. And that's all you need. Amen. Get on me! What put together in there that Jesus didn't put together? What put together? Amen. That the Holy Ghost don't put together. Make your copy of what I'm saying. Make your copy. Make your copy. Glory. Glory. Make your copy. Yes. You say, why are you preaching that? I'm trying to get us back to the faith once delivered to the saints. Amen. When I started preaching, praise God, I didn't know a thing about Schofield. No, praise God. Praise God, I never heard of Thompson. And you say, preacher, you've run out of something to preach. I have not. Stay with me. Amen. I've never heard of a man named Dake at that time. Amen. Let me ask you, if the copy, was it Schofield? The copy, was it Thompson? The copy, was it Dake? It's sure getting quiet now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let them men think for you. Think for yourself. Let God lead you. Brother, you'll have to say that the Pentecostal movement as a whole has been in a rut for years and are getting deeper in the rut. If they could have got us out, they would have long time ago. You say, what do we need? We need young minds totally consecrated to God. And read a copy yourself. Read the original. And ask God
kingdom. They ask a God who gives to all men, not just three, all men liberty, it shall be given him.
Well, I'm just preaching it. If you don't like that, don't fall out with me. You'll miss the rest of the meeting. But does your... Everybody look at their copy right now. Deuteronomy 17 and 18. Right in the middle of it. That he shall write him a copy of this law. Does yours say copy? Things that are revised are not copied. Well, it sure is quiet. I don't know what I'm going to do here. You're listening, ain't you? I thank God for a man named Tyndale. Amen. Pope of Rome said the English language was too vulgar to translate the Bible into. William Tyndale said, by the grace of God, I'll make the plowboys in England know as much about the Word of God, praise God, as the Pope in Rome does. And he done it. It cost him his life, but he done it. When King James made it official later, he just changed maybe a word or two, or his scholars did, from Tyndale. Amen. And tell you the truth, since I speak some kind of English, I believe that's one for me. Are y'all going to say amen or not? Or you say, I get hung up in them vows and shouts. Ah! A boy in the sixth grade could catch on to that. We ain't that dumb. Amen. I tell you what, most folks, they thought they fell out with that vow and shout. But when it said not, that's what it hurt. That's what hurt. Come on. It sure is quiet tonight. Amen. Amen. Brother Crawford, keep preaching. You're doing good. Amen. Write him a copy of this law in a book out of which is before the priest and the Levites. And it shall be with him. Carry it with you. Some preachers laughed at me everywhere I go. I take my Bible. And the reason I did, the old preacher I got saved under told me, said, always take your Bible with you. You never know when you'll need it. Amen. And that don't mean I'm wanting to preach necessarily. Come on. Amen. But it means I've got my Bible. And it helped me when I got to Israel, and them soldiers that rode the bus with us told us, when you come in the Israeli army, they issue you a weapon and you take it with you everywhere you go. And here he sat beside me with something like a submachine gun, big old cylinder like that. And I wasn't afraid of him. He looked like my friend. Amen. Come on. Amen. The Bible said he that have no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. And if you go to preaching in the wintertime, you don't have a Bible, try to sell your overcoat and get you a Bible. You need one. Amen, Brother Crawford. And don't you let other folks read it for you. Amen. They read it and you hear it, go home and check them out. Come on. It's sure real quiet. Amen. That's the reason we got a revival going on at home while I'm up here trying to work. I've taught them people, don't do it because I say do it. Check it out for yourself. Amen. Go home and read it. Amen. Glory. I may go to shouting any time because an old song just come to me we sung in the home church. Says, stand up and tell it if you love my Jesus. Says, stand up and tell it if you love my Lord. I want to know, yes, I want to know if you love my Lord. And then they sung, go home and live it if you love my Jesus. Go home and live it if you love my Lord. I want to know, yes, I want to know if you love my Lord. And I'll add a verse, go home and read it
by Jesus. Go home and read it if you love my Lord. I want to know. Yes. You young men, answer me this one. If you get a letter from your girlfriend, do you want your mother to be the one that opens it and reads it? You young ladies, if you get a letter from your boyfriend, you want your daddy to open it and read it? And never give it to you, just tell you what they said? What he wanted to tell you? And the part he didn't, you'll always wonder if he told you everything he said, wouldn't you? I don't care how good a fella's daddy and mama is, he wants to read them letters himself. If you love Jesus, if you love Jesus, if you love Jesus, yea, amen. It said right here, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. I want to tell you, I've done more Bible reading, at least in the last 2 years, than I did all the rest of 48 years put together. Amen. And I've learned some things from the Bible, not nothing that condemned what I learned to begin with, but some things that reinforced it, that braced it. Amen. Some things that put joy in some things. I didn't know there's any joy in. I tell you, read all the days of your life. Hallelujah. When you see a preacher or a Christian that just reads the Bible at church, they've reached their zenith. They go downhill from now. It's been no longer than today. I said, Doc, did you know the Bible said this? And I started reading her to him. She didn't know it said it. And I didn't know it said it. You know why? This book, you don't read it like you do other books. Usually any book. I'm a slow reader. But when I get through, it's read. I go talking to somebody about a book, and they said, yeah, I read that, and I name a thing or two. Yeah, I remember that. And that's why they say, I don't remember that. And then they say, I don't remember that, and I don't remember that. But say, this book's something else. This book's something else. You can read it today, and all you'll get out of it is daily bread. Amen. You read it tomorrow. Amen. What impressed you today may not impress you so much, but the next verse down there will. It's a living word. I mean, praise God. It's King James Version, but it's a living word. Amen. Well, praise God. I must hurry. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you young folks. Listen, brother. There's a famine on in our world, not for bread or the thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord. And I know that in some places it's preached and it's not heard, but there's a bunch of places it ain't preached. Come on. This world over. Amen. Amen. It just bothers me anymore when I say, let's all go home and read a certain chapter in the Bible. I meet a fellow back at the door that night, and he tells me all of what Dake said, and all of what Thompson said, and all of what Schofield said. Now, here now, don't you get aggravated at me. Amen. And finally, I have to ask him, but what did Jesus say? I tell you, that reading between the lines won't get it. There's enough on the line to save this whole world. Let's read on the line, amen. Let's read in the book. Come on, let's read in the book, amen. Ye shall know the truth. And it didn't say the truth would just educate you. It said the truth will make you free. Amen. Well, I'm a preaching a long time, I know. Amen. Amen. That he may learn to fear the Lord his God. The fear of the Lord is leaving our world. You hear me? And when it leaves, evil spirits possesses our society. You hear me talk? When the fear of God leaves, evil spirits possess our society. People are doing things now defended by the law that when I was a boy, they went to the penitentiary for. Amen. Come on. You know it so. Do you know what darkness is? Darkness is only the absence of the light. As long as the light burns, the darkness can't come in. Could I just step a little farther here and tell you, if homosexuals comes in our churches are not made dark because of homosexuals. They came in because of the darkness. It is already there. Oh, God, help. I wish the light of God would shine as bright as it shone on the road to Damascus right here while I'm preaching tonight. Amen. Oh, glory. Didn't it shine above the brightness of the noonday sun? Amen. It still shines that bright. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Amen. Jehu was a young man, a very noble captain. Amen. He was chosen of the Lord to be king in the place of Ahab's sons. Amen. In 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 31, the Bible says, after Jehu had destroyed Baal worship out of Israel. Read it. He destroyed it. It had bothered them for years. Amen. Amen. And after the house of Ahab had judgment executed on them, then listen, but Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart. For he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. Oh, I've got to preach. And I appreciate you listening. I know you're listening. Amen. But I'll tell you what. We ain't going to have no better revival than we have been having through the years unless we depart from the sins that creep in. Slowly creep in. If they come in all at once, we stand up against it. But the devil knows if he'll just slowly work it in. Come on. Come on. Jehu must not have had a copy. And if he had, he must not read it. And if he read it, he must have read all the helps instead of reading on the line. Come on. Listen, did you know communism was as much against Adolf Hitler as we was? It wasn't what they was against that destroyed them. It's what they were for. Now I want to tell all you young folks, it ain't what you stand against that'll save you. It's what you stand for. Amen. Amen. Jehu didn't take no heed to walk in the law of the Lord. He was better than the folks down the street. He's better than the folks up the street. That's right. He done great things to destroy evil out of Israel. But after he did, he didn't take no heed to walk in the law of the Lord. Well, I've just got to preach a little longer. I'll try to close. You will find in the book of Daniel chapter 4 that three times it speaks as it does in verse 13, Daniel said, I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and holy one came down from heaven. Amen. You'll find that he said, cut down this tree, Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. But I want to talk to you all a while about this watcher that come down from heaven. He's named here, I don't know, 3-4 times. Amen. Sometimes it says watchers, plural. Amen. But I want to tell you, the watcher that comes from heaven is not prejudiced. Not a bit. He's as free from partiality as the gospel is when it says, whosoever will. Amen. Amen. When the watcher looks down from heaven, he could care less whether he's looking at a Baptist or a Pentecostal. Amen. He keeps the score straight and right. Amen. Let me ask you young people, God knows I love you, but let me ask you everyone. You probably know what some people think about you. Amen. If you've raised in a good home, you know what your parents think about you. You know what your friends think about you. If you've lived very long, you know what some people that don't think too much of you think about you. But let me ask you, what does the Holy Watcher think about you? Amen. He sees us as we are. Amen. It will be folk from that country that on harvest day they'll separate the tares from the wheat. It doesn't matter to them which way it goes. Amen. They don't have human feelings like us. They just do the will of God. Amen. 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 Oh, glory. I would love for you to serve the Lord in the way that when you live for God and you need help, you'll know the holy watchers are watching. For heaven to say, I saw that. When the devil comes in, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the holy watchers see that. And the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Amen. Is it comfort to you? The enemy tells you you can't live for God. But is it comfort to you to know that God will not put any more on you than you're able to bear? I want to tell you, your strength is weighed daily by the holy watchers. Your burdens are weighed daily by the holy watchers. And you may feel like he's putting more on you than you can bear sometimes. But that's to stretch your muscles. That's to increase your appetite. That's to make you grow. Amen. Down in Egypt, God permitted the Egyptians to demand more and more out of Israel. More and more. And beat them to make them produce more and more. But when the day of deliverance come, there was not a feeble one among them. Oh, glory. Let me tell you something. Jesus is coming back after a church without a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing. And after reading the Bible, amen, after reading the Bible, I'm thoroughly convinced she'll have no spots on her clothes and no wrinkles in her face. Did you hear me? No wrinkles in her face. Jesus ain't coming back after a dirty old woman. He's coming after a clean young bride. You say, how can I stay young? Though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. I saw some mothers in this meeting, amen, that although your hair's got gray, and your face is wrinkled, but your spirit, ah. See, we're going to leave this old body on this earth anyway. Amen. But your spirit, so young. Amen. So beautiful. Amen. I remember one young lady that I won to the Lord. She was a preacher's kid, and you know,
ways from home. Her mother was fixing supper. Her dad hadn't got in from work yet. And I said to her, come here and sit in the porch swing with me. I want to talk to you a while. Right out on the porch where everybody could see, and her mother, I could hear her singing in there. She could hear everything that is said. And I said, listen, I can see that you don't serve the Lord. She dropped her head and said, no, she's just 14. I said, why don't you? Well, she looked embarrassed. I began to tell her why she didn't. You think that folks would probably make fun of you if you serve the Lord. Yes. I said, but tell me something. Have you seen any of those ladies that you want to look like now? Have you seen them after they grew old? Yes, she says. I said, do you want to look like them when you get old? Where enough paint won't cover up and enough paint makes you look more like a clown than a lady? No, she said, Brother Havis, no. I said, how about your mother in there? I said, do you like that clean look on her face? She began to cry. I said, yes, yes, Brother Havis. And that's the way I want to be when I get old. Well, I said, look, it's took her a long time to arrive where she is. That beautiful spirit, a wonderful song you hear her singing. Amen. That spirit there's no guile in. Amen. You know your dad trusts her, don't you? Oh, yes, 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 she knew. It's took her a long time to get there. Amen. It's been a great accomplishment. I told her, I said, does your mother read the Bible? Yes, yes, yes. I said, how do you know she reads the Bible? Oh, she says, I've called her so many times. Amen. I said, has she always read the Bible? Ever since I remember, before I started school. She sat right here in this porch swing and read the Bible. Amen. Oh, God help us. You know, we need to get back to those basics. Basics. Amen. I didn't know, but after she was convinced to go to church and give the Lord her heart. Amen. After church that night, I heard her mother talking to her dad in the next bedroom down the hall. I don't think they meant for me to hear. But you know, you can't hardly keep quiet. Amen. When the Lord blesses you. And that mother was telling that father, I wish you'd have been here today to hear Brother Crawford talk to our daughter. And well, you know, she went speaking in other tongues. Amen. 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 See, he drew out the beauty of holiness, the beauty of salvation. Amen. Till Daddy, our little girl, sat there and cried. Let me tell you something. I might could use my ability my ability and influence for other things. I don't know. I've not tried. But I too will be brought into judgment. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I remember one time
Listen at me, young folks. You don't know how much help you can be to the church, to the man of God. One time I was going through a severe trial. Most of my trials have been battles with the powers of darkness, with spiritual wickedness in high places. And there was a devil that day that spent the day with me. And see, my first few years, I didn't know how to get rid of him. Nobody told me. Amen. And I didn't know how. He'd spent the day with me looking back over my ministry. And if I remember the year right, praise God, this was 1958. And he was pointing back over 12 years of ministry and pointing out the people that had got saved in my meetings that turned out to be a mess, you know, that made it hard on the church and backslid and treated their family mean, oh, everything. He showed me all that. And before the day's over, he just about had me convinced that it'd be best if I'd quit preaching before I got some more warts on the church. Amen. And I was in tears before night. Amen. And I went to a little church where I'd held a meeting several months before that. Amen. Praise God. And I was standing on the outside talking to the pastor, and the crowd was gathered. We was just catching up on our visiting. And a young lady come by with two little children. And I noticed her. I remember I noticed her. And the pastor said to me, he says, "I guess you know who that is, just walked in." And I says, "No, I noticed she looked like a fine young lady with two children, but I don't believe I ever saw her before." He said, "Oh, she got saved in your meeting last spring." And I had to take another look at Ben. I hadn't saw her since that Sunday she got saved. Oh, what a light she was. And there's a young man here. I don't think he's here tonight. But he got saved in the early part of the meeting. And Monday night he was praying right here. And I was praying for all the young folks that's praying. And after a while, when he got up, I said, "Are you Brother Rose's grandson?" He said, No, I don't reckon so. I says, "Well, what family do you belong to here?" He says, "I don't belong to any of these families. My family don't come to church." I said, "I'm sure glad you're here." He said, "You gave me a Bible the first of this meeting." I says, "Surely I didn't." I said, "You just look so much better than you did that night you got saved." The beauty of salvation has a way of shining through the youth. And I appreciate the old folks too. I can see it in the old folks. But our young folks won't pay much attention to the old folks. They need to see it shine on your face. I've done my best to preach to you tonight. And I'm just preaching. You need to get saved and just get you a cheap little Bible. And I'd advise you to go to reading in the book of Mark. Amen. Read it first and then back up and read the New Testament through at least twice. And then get you one of them little plans, a daily Bible reading. And read a few chapters in the old and a few in the new every day till you read it through several times. Amen. Amen. You say Bible school, yeah. You and the Holy Ghost. You and the anointing. Amen. And I want you to know the anointing of God will teach you all things. Amen. Oh, God help us. I wish every preacher would have stayed with what they prayed to when there's a praying. Praise God. Looking at a little old Bible and saying, "God, what does this mean? Help me, Lord." And feeling like they didn't have mind enough to grasp it till the Holy Ghost come on them. Amen. I've done my best to preach. God help me. I've tried to lay you out a road that you can live by and go to heaven. In closing tonight, I'd like to quote to you, I believe it was Monday night, I talked in my sleep again, and I don't remember it, but God had it wrote down the next morning, and I prayed about it all day yesterday. I thought about telling folks at the dinner table yesterday, and it was Latin to me. I didn't know what it meant. Amen. Never did see any place it would fit at all till God gave me this message. And I said in my sleep, I don't see how anybody can claim to have old-time victory with the Lord and lay a snare in front of his brother and cause him to fall. Amen. Amen. Oh. When I preached my first time, some of you remember me telling about it here. When I preached my first time, the last song I sang before God's good anointing fell on me greater than it ever had. And loose my stammering tongue, I was singing, I'm working a road. I'm working a road. I'm helping the weak and blind. I want to smooth out the road that leads to heaven's abode and make it easy for those behind. Oh, yes. Amen. The way to heaven is straight. No, so narrow the gate around us trials of every kind. I want to move out the snares and give to others my prayers and make it easy for those behind. I like to tell you young folks, when you get saved, I'm not for leaving you there. I'm going to say, brothers, sisters, now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. God bless you. Let's call for a song. Amen. And I'll say, blessed is he that's not offended in me. I didn't mean to hurt nobody's feelings, no. But I must tell you, you need a copy. You need a copy. Amen. I couldn't read the original Hebrew. I'm not a Hebrew. I can't even read Greek. I'm not a Greek. It won't help our church for any preacher to come there and quote Greek to us. We're not Greeks. You hear me? We're not Greeks. You're talking Greek to us. We don't understand you. Just talking plain old Kentucky language, if you don't mind. Amen. We understand ain't and can't. Amen. We understand. And I understand what copy means. Amen. Would you seek God tonight? Young people, when are you going to break loose? And just all of you, come on and just pray through to the kind of salvation Apostle Paul had. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have it, but just check that out. Amen. That comes with power. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost, power to witness, to go into all the world. Amen. I feel a burden on my heart. I could pray with you tonight. I got a burden that carries over in the altar. I could help you pray. Would you come? Let's stand. Would you come while we sing?